The Round with Richard Kaufman.
I know I'm quite the fortunate one, travelling the world, following the game of golf as a commentator. I don't want to come across smug, but I do love what I do. I get to meet some of my heroes and immerse myself in a special sporting arena, The Round. I'm excited about it. The aim was to put together a podcast that I hope will bring you closer to the characters in the game, most of whom I've commentated on, others that I've worked with, and some who are just plain inspirational. The Round is where every interview begins. All the golfers I speak with do so in person. I felt that was important, to look them in the eye. Each has chosen a round, completely their choice. The round that's made them the golfer and the person they are. The round that may have defined their career or has the greatest significance. They won't be telling you about the latest fads in the game. We won't be getting over technical. I'm more interested in personality, ambition, dedication, the round itself, and the ride before and after. Some of the voices you'll hear over the coming months and in the next few minutes take us into the mindset of what it takes to be an elite sportsman or woman and how the mind performs under extreme pressure.
Everything in your body is just, you know, going 1,000 miles an hour within you. You're nervous, but you're alert. And it's almost as if you can pick out that one grain of grass, that one ripple in the water, or that little leaf blowing the tree. It just felt like I was high, basically.
Sometimes that winning moment is out of your hands.
I remember when it's on the fairway and I was thinking, I was like, oh, he's gonna make birdie here. And he hit it in the bunker and I was still like, he's gonna hold this bunker shot. And you're just sitting there thinking, oh, he's just gonna hold it. Visioning the ball going in the hole and you're just like, oh my God. Like that. And obviously when he hit it and missed, like the whole kind of feeling of relief was just like insane.
But it's not all about the round itself. What took them to this seminal moment? What paths did they take which culminated in these 18 holes, which we will probably most remember them for, and which the golfer tells us is the most significant in their golfing life? And what happened afterwards? I hate the word tragedy, especially in a sporting context. Most of the careers golfers lose. There can only be one winner from a field of 150. Dealing with that is sometimes easier said than done.
Annika beat me in a playoff at the World Championship in Korea once, and the circumstances were ludicrous. I should never have lost it, and I actually cried, which is pathetic. Eternally embarrassed for that, because there's no room for crying in sport. Just don't think it's appropriate. I mean, it's a sport, for God's sake. You're supposed to enjoy yourself, not be crying because you don't do well. It's embarrassing.
In the small bubble of the travelling circus, it's easy to lose the perspective of what's going on in the outside world, or the real world, as it's sometimes labelled. But it can get serious, and that real world can have an impact.
The organisers came across to me and they said, listen, we've got some very bad news, but you're not going to be able to play in the World Cup. Well, I just burst out laughing. I thought they were kidding me. I said, well, what do you mean you won't be able to play? You know, we're here. They said, well, unfortunately, the Greek government has been given an ultimatum by the African Union that if they allow South Africa to play, they're all going to boycott the Olympics.
Then there's the situations you just can't account for, when the unexpected just takes over.
I swung it back. As I went through, I nailed it. The shot was a great shot, but as I hit the shot, my leg snapped in half. Can you remember those old sacks that potatoes used to come in? You know, you'd rip it open, you know, that sort of noise. It made that sort of noise. The club came out of my hand, I just went woof and hit the deck. I mean, no bones were sticking out or anything like that, but I went crunch.
But sometimes it takes a life-changing moment, as opposed to a career-defining one, to make you realise what really matters.
I try to move myself towards the window on the roof of the car because the car had flipped over. And as I push my foot into the floor, that really doesn't feel good. So I did a half sit-up and I lifted my leg and I could see my foot hanging. And it's probably the worst thing I've seen. Everything goes through your mind. There's obviously more pain and you start thinking, geez, hopefully I don't lose my foot.
Some of the names that sit down with me in Series 1 of The Round may be unknown to you. Others may ring a bell, while one or two may be very familiar. I think all have wonderful tales to tell and no one's story is the same. These are people who have won majors, victories on the European and PGA Tours and elsewhere. They are golfers, but human beings too. Some have suffered misfortune and even come close to losing their life, while others just have the ability to put a smile on your face. And I hope once you've listened, you'll feel like you know them better and maybe even feel inspired. It's sometimes easy to scoff at the life of a sportsman. Their rewards can be huge. But it takes dedication, sacrifice, talent, and a bit of luck to create the moments that become The Round.
Coming soon on Apple Podcasts, Episode 1, Andrew Beef Johnston. Available on Tuesday, the 10th of April. Subscribe now.